Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Guten Abend zum Kunstradio. Reinhard Handl begrüßt Sie zu einer Fortsetzung unserer Juli-Reihe über Radiokunst aus den USA. Wir setzen fort mit Sounds from Chicago. Seit das Radio, was kommerzielle Interessen betrifft, vom Fernsehen überholt wurde, gibt es dafür auch immer weniger Möglichkeiten und Unterstützung, um ästhetisch innovative und experimentelle Sendungen zu gestalten. Es gibt zwar ein National Public Radio in den USA, das über Satellit mehr als 300 Stationen versorgt. Dort werden nicht kommerziell orientierte und auch Bildungsprogramme gesendet, aber auch deren Interesse muss erst geweckt werden für Radiokunst. College Radios sind noch am ehesten offen, Sendungen zum Beispiel von Sounds from Chicago zu übernehmen, kostenlos natürlich, wie alle anderen Stationen auch. Sounds from Chicago präsentiert eine vielfältige Kollektion neuester Arbeiten, die in Chicago entstanden, aus den verschiedensten Bereichen wie Computermusik, Jazz, improvisierter und festgeschriebener Musik, Performancekunst, Dichtung und vieles andere mehr. Diese Programme repräsentieren die kreativen Bemühungen von über 100 Künstlern und Ensembles. Radio setzt den Hörer in eine direkte Beziehung zum Klang der Dinge, Abläufe und Menschen einer anderen Welt und einer anderen Zeit, heißt es in einem programmatischen Text von Sounds from Chicago. Und es überlässt dem Hörer die Interpretation dieser Eindrücke. Hören Sie als erstes Stück Susie Silver and Lawrence Steger, Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder.
In this collaboration by Susie Silver and Larry Steger, otherwise known as Sacred Heart Productions, an anonymous runs down a corridor of doors, and at each door opened, receives a farewell of sorts. Susie Silver and Larry Steger's piece, Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder.
Quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
Knocked on his door and he came out. It was one of those rare events when you fall into bed with someone that you don't even know, and it ends up being more than just mechanics. But I wasn't supposed to be there. I can't remember sleeping at all, and at around 6:30 in the morning, I asked her to drop me off at my friend's house because they'd left the front door open for me all night. I didn't want them to think I was irresponsible, hoping to sneak in like an errant adolescent, undetected. But as we were just about to pull up in front of the house, I saw one of them loading his car in the front yard. I panicked and made her pull around the corner. She leaned over to kiss me goodbye, and I barely kissed her back, all jumpy, jittery, and nervous, all self-conscious, like I'd been a bad dog. But now I regret that I hadn't been more generously passionate.
I never understood how you can react the way you do. It's fascinating. It seems like you're always trying to cut yourself off despite me. You never wanted to give out when you knew it would come in, and it would come in. And then I'd catch a hold of myself, and you'd recognize it. You'd wait. You'd ease up a bit, sort of like doing your duty from force of habit. And now, and then you'd allow for a little lie here, a little nudge there, and you never really be able to really handle it. And I know that. You were like a little experiment to me, and I really was interested in seeing you break and admit something. Since when you would do it, I always knew it was a lie. I have to admit, I love to hear a good lie.
You know what's funny? I really can't remember what her face looks like. I mostly just remember her body. It was great.
Ça faisait une semaine que j'avais rencontré Betty. On baisait toutes les nuits. Ils avaient annoncé des orages pour le soir.
Idea when I might see her again. I was in love with her. I still am, but I let her go. Maybe I should have done it with her. Or maybe I should have tried to make her stay. But our silence was awkward, and I just couldn't think of anything appropriate to say.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost. In time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
You have been listening to four works for radio by performance artists. The last piece was Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder by Larry Steger and Susie Silver, preceded by Danny Kaye's Untitled. Before that was The Minstrel's Tale by Robert Metrick, and the program opened with Untitled by Kevin Henry, with audio interludes by Iris Moore. This program was curated by Iris Moore, a Chicago performance artist whose individual and collaborative works have been seen in clubs, galleries, and theaters in Chicago, and at Franklin Furnace in New York. Sounds from Chicago is a new series of radio programs featuring works by artists from diverse ethnic and aesthetic groups in Chicago, produced and distributed by the Experimental Sound Studio, a not-for-profit organization founded in 1986 for the production and promotion of innovative audio art. Sounds from Chicago is funded, in part, by ESS and a City Arts grant from the Chicago Office of Fine Arts. Thank you for listening.
Susie Silver and Lawrence Steger, Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder. Radiokunst als ein Feld für die Erforschung der komplexen Möglichkeiten von Klang und Klangerzeugung, egal mit welchen Mitteln. Wobei die vorgegebene Ästhetik oft traditionelle Methoden mit einschließt. Man bezieht sich darauf in einem andauernden Prozess von Ablehnung und Erweiterung. Es ist die freie Entscheidung des Künstlers, die ihm erlaubt, diese Normen anzunehmen, dagegen zu opponieren oder sie zu erweitern. Als nächstes Stück Bill Milosch und Danny Silverman, Storm the Studio. Paul Milosch kombiniert sehr verschiedenartige Materialien, wobei der Zufall eine wichtige Rolle spielt. Beeinflusst ist er von dem amerikanischen Beat-Großvater William S. Burroughs und dessen Cut-Up-Methode. Milosch benutzt dabei einen Computer. Seine Vorgangsweise unterscheidet sich aber von den rein aleatorischen Methoden eines John Cage, weil es doch auch eine wohl überlegte Auswahl und Kriterien dafür gibt. In Storm the Studio verwendet Milosch Textteile von William S. Burroughs, gelesen vom Autor selber, die per Computer zufällig ausgewählt und neu zusammengesetzt werden. eine Fortsetzung von Burroughs eigener Methode, neue Kombinationen hervorbringend.
You are listening to Storm the Studio, a project of Sounds from Chicago created by William Milos and Lanny Silverman, using recorded selections from the writing of William Burroughs and assembled from computer-generated instructions.
We do our work and go. May I see your passport, please? May I see your passport, please?
The number you have reached, 338-0759, has been disconnected. 338-0759 has been disconnected. No further information is available about 338-0759.
The Academy boys compare theories of war and population. How to implant concepts and direct hatred. How to produce epidemics, hurricanes, earthquakes. How to collapse currency. The barrier is almost hermetic now. I felt a strange vertigo, which I recognized as the motion sickness of time travel. Doctor, this is a medical emergency. Swarming with terminal life forms, desperately seeking extension of canceled permisos and residence certificates. Minutes to go. Earth metal smell of interplanetary war in the raw noon streets, swept by screaming glass blizzards of enemy black. He dispersed in graves, sliding between light and shadow down narrow streets and shadow pools. Back in the loft, we decide to try some seconds. Question of food supply. Doctor, this is a medical emergency. Swarming with terminal life forms, desperately seeking extension. Canceled permisos and residence certificates. Well, Buzz has my spoon and dropper, and I know organs sprout anywhere. Yes, he was wising up the marks. You have to move fast. Minutes to go. Burnt metal smell of interplanetary war in the raw noon streets, swept by screaming glass blizzards of enemy flak. He dispersed in gray, sliding between light and shadow down narrow streets and shadow pools. Yes, he was wising up the marks. Wrong in every fiber of his body and spirit. Burnt metal smell of interplanetary war in the raw noon streets. SS Panama, out of Casablanca for Copenhagen, went down with all hands. Minutes to go. Doctor, this is a medical emergency. Storm the studio. Order total weapons. Release silence virus. Photo falling. Word falling. Breakthrough in Grey Room. Use partisans of all nations. Towers open fire. Barrier is almost hermetic now. I felt a strange vertigo, which I recognize as the motion sickness of time travel. Can this process be reversed? Wrong in every fiber of his body and spirit. The operation is very technical. The initiate awoke in other flesh, the lookout different. If you're interested, I'm empowered to make an offer of evacuation. Photo falling. Word falling. Breakthrough in Grey Room. Use partisans of all nations. Towers, open fire.
This project utilizes a technique that was derived from William Burroughs and Brian Geisen called cut-ups. Cut-ups are a way of collaging words using the structures of language that are already in the writing and then randomizing them. One possible way of doing this is to take a piece of paper with writing and to cut it into four parts, horizontally and vertically, four sections then being recombined in a different order than when they originally occurred. When doing this, you end up with a result that, oddly enough, sometimes has a comprehensibility and a sort of recognizable pattern that seems to be preordained or seems to be equally structured as what you started with. This is some of the delight of the cut-up, and indeed it informs most of the work of William Burroughs, and Naked Lunch was written using this technique quite extensively.
When I read Naked Lunch and other works by William Burroughs, I became interested not only in the writing material, the book itself, but in the techniques used to produce it. And as I was working with experimental sound and other non-literary techniques, I thought I might apply some of the cut-up techniques to the kind of work I was doing. So I developed a little computer program that used a simple random number generator to pick lists from files, and these lists consist of the phrases selected from Mr. William Burroughs' work, various sound effects, various kinds of sound manipulations like echoes, reverse echo, that sort of thing, and also the kinds of rhythmic motifs I had laying around. I had recordings of various kinds of ethnic music and machines and other kinds of rhythmic things that I was interested in. So I stuck all these into the computer program, and the computer program printed kind of a little script. And from these scripts, the work you're hearing tonight was produced.
No good, no bueno.
8-1 Echo, Los Angeles, first control. Roger. For radar identification, turn right heading 030.
Turning right heading 030 degrees, Roger.
8-1 Echo, Los Angeles, approach control and radar contact. Turn left heading 360, descend to 1,700.
8-1 Echo is turning left 360 degrees and descending to 1,700, Roger.
Cessna 8-1 Echo, Roger. This will be a radar vector to final precision radar approach course.
The smell hit him like an invisible wall. He stopped and leaned against a house. It was like rotten metal, or metal excrement, he decided. Can this process be reversed?
Affirmative.
Isn't life peculiar? Just take a look at this scene, Whitey.
Los Angeles Final Controller, this is Cessna 8-1 Echo, reading you loud and clear. Over.
Cessna 8-1 Echo, Los Angeles Final Controller, turn left heading 250, 250.
Calm, intent young faces in jungle huts, ruined basements, mountain caves. The voice of the people. Geiger counter ticks away. Suburban galaxies on the nod.
SS Panama out of Casablanca for Copenhagen. Went down with all hands.
Let's have another inspector.
The Academy boys compare theories of war and population control. How to implant concepts and direct hatred. How to produce epidemics, hurricanes, earthquakes. How to collapse currencies. You see, it's the perfect drug. You put it in food, candy bars, soft drinks. It's undetectable and adapts itself to any country. Studio. Order total weapons. Release silence virus. Photo falling. Word falling. Breakthrough in gray room. Use partisans of all nations. Towers open fire. SS Panama out of Casablanca for Copenhagen went down with all hands. Minutes to go. Geiger counter ticks away. You have to move fast. More and more static at the drugstore, mutterings of control like a telephone off the hook. SS Panama out of Casablanca for Copenhagen went down with all hands. This weapon takes and vibrates images to radio static.
The way in which this work was composed is not totally random. It is technically feasible that this work could have been assembled by computer. The instructions could have been fed to a MIDI or to some various computer processes that would have enabled us, the composers or the creators, to not actually have any real input. It could have been totally random. Just as in the work of John Cage, the musical composer, his particular taste and aesthetic is imposed on the specific way in which the random choices are organized. So Bill and I managed to come up with some choices that were our own peculiar tastes. Therefore, there's an interaction between random and the happy accidents of random activity plus the so-called intelligence that we were hopefully applying.
I use the computer-generated scripts more as a way to pick different trials of random elements rather than just a totally randomizing process. I would generate hundreds of different random cut-up scripts and then sift through them to find one that I liked. That's an important difference between this kind of work and the aesthetic proposed by John Cage, who is a more arbitrary in his application of the aleatoric process.
In addition, the choices that Bill made in terms of what particular kinds of music or what kinds of effects happen to be particularly appropriate for William Burroughs. For example, there may be Moroccan hand clapping called for, which would be very appropriate for this in context of particularly Brian Gysin and William Burroughs' long stays in Morocco. And some of the other choices are not arbitrary. They're, you know, maybe kinds of music that would be something that would be appropriate for William Burroughs, and therefore that determines some of the feel to the piece.
Academy boys compare theories of war and population control. How to implant concepts and direct hatred. How to produce epidemics, hurricanes, earthquakes. How to collapse currencies. The barrier is almost hermetic now. The smell hit him like an invisible wall. He stopped and leaned against a house. It was like rotten metal, a metal excrement, he decided. Something slimy and evil was squirming back and forth between master and servant. The word broken, pounded, twisted, exploded in smoke. Photo falling. Word falling. Breakthrough in Grey Room. The operation is very technical.
Far away is Father Points of Betelgeuse in the night sky. Suburban galaxies on the nod. Projectors flash the color writing of Hassan I. Saba on bodies and metal walls.
May I see your passport, please? Minutes to go. You see, it's the perfect drug. You put it in food, candy bars, soft drinks. It's undetectable and adapts itself to any country.
Well, the fuzz has my spoon and dropper, and I know argon sprout anywhere.
Wrong in every fiber of his body and spirit.
You've been listening to Storm the Studio, a radio landscape, curated by Bill Milosh and Lanny Silverman for Sounds from Chicago. Sounds from Chicago is produced and distributed by the Experimental Sound Studio, a not-for-profit organization for the promotion and production of innovative audio art. Sounds from Chicago is funded in part by the Experimental Sound Studio, a city arts grant from the Chicago Office of Fine Arts, and the Illinois Arts Council. Thank you for listening.
Storm the Studio von Bill Milosch and Danny Silverman, eine Produktion von ISS, Experimental Sound Studio für Sounds from Chicago. Nächste Woche hören Sie im Kunstradio John Cage, Mirage Verbal, nach Notizen von Marcel Duchamp. Guten Abend.
Das Museum in Progress präsentiert
das Kunstradio Wochenhoroskop mit Daphne Courier.
Einer Begegnung sind Sie in den vergangenen Tagen ausgewichen. Lassen Sie das nächste Mal den Zufall entscheiden. Obwohl Sie Geselligkeit lieben, wollen Sie immer früh ins Bett. Aber Sie drücken sich nicht klar genug aus. Dadurch kann es zu Missverständnissen kommen, die unangenehme Folgen hätten. Bleiben Sie daher morgen leicht erreichbar. Kritik vertragen Sie sehr schlecht, besonders wenn sie Ihr Äußeres betrifft. Ehe Sie aber über andere schlecht reden, sollten Sie sich erst einmal selber im Spiegel anschauen. Liebe, Lebensfreude und Geselligkeit erwarten Sie in dieser Woche. Da das alles aber auch viel Geld kostet, sollten Sie einiges absagen. Einige Einladungen nehmen Sie aus Bequemlichkeit besser nicht an. Machen Sie sich von Ihren Zielen konkrete Vorstellungen. Sie können vom besten Sprungbrett ins Bodenlose saltieren, wenn Sie den Morast, der darunter liegt, für ein temperiertes Schwimmbecken halten. Plötzlich entwickeln Sie poetische Töne, über die Sie selbst am meisten staunen. Bleiben Sie im Training. Sie halten sich gerne viele Türen zugleich offen. Das Ergebnis Ihres Vorhabens, wenn Sie es vollenden, ist jede Anstrengung wert.